Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Scouts on the Pro Farmer Midwestern Crop Tour saw a very large corn yield average in Illinois yesterday. Scouts on the Eastern Leg reported an average yield of 196.96 bushels per acre, up 15.5% from 170.5 EPA last year. The three-year Illinois average, which includes 2012, is 149.4 BPA. Scouts who traveled west from Bloomington found an average yield in the 220 BPA range. The crop was consistently above average, but the mega yield averages were few and far between. Soybean pod counts in a 3 foot by 3 foot square in Illinois came in 16.4% above last year at 1,299. The three-year average is 1,085. Meanwhile, crop forecaster Landworth yesterday raised its forecast of the U.S. soybean crop to 46.7 BPA from 46.4. For corn, Landworth lowered its forecast to 174 BPA from 174.8 previously. Landworth estimated U.S. corn production at 14.734 billion bushels. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending August 14th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 7.7. Corn this year, 3.9, next year, 28.3. Soybeans this year, minus 3.3. Next year, 52.2. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 17,016, is up 37. The NASDAQ is 45.28. It's up almost 2. And the S&P 500 is 1990, and it is up about 4 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest is still looking at a weather pattern that is mostly like that of yesterday. It looks like the greatest rains are going to be occurring in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. This would include areas from Nebraska into Minnesota. And over the next 7 days, some of this region will see 1 to 3 inch rains with some local totals to maybe 4 or 5 inch. The precipitation occurs in multiple waves, and because of that, we'll likely see a lot of cloud cover there, and temperatures may not be quite as warm in that particular corridor relative to the rest of the Midwest. Now, other areas will see some showers and thunderstorms as well. A lot of the precipitation will occur in portions of Michigan, the northeast half of Indiana, a few areas in northeastern Illinois, and parts of Ohio. These areas will all see rain most concentrated tomorrow into the weekend, and will likely see rainfall totals running anywhere from around a quarter to three quarters of an inch, with some local amounts maybe upwards to 1 or 1.5 inches. The precipitation will be somewhat erratically distributed, so not everybody will be treated the same. And I still believe that a general drying trend will occur from Kansas into the southern half of Illinois and southwestern Indiana into Kentucky and on southward into the U.S. Delta. These areas will maybe not be absolutely dry, but there will be enough warm weather and restricted rainfall that a firming of the soil will likely take place. The temperatures in the southwestern Corn Belt are certainly going to be warm, with temperatures in the 90s occurring on a regular basis over these next few days, mostly lower and a few middle 90s, but every once in a while we're going to see some upper 90s occurring in parts of Kansas and Missouri. And we'll need to continue to monitor their soil moisture there because the drying rate accelerated by this heat. Other areas in the Midwest will see mostly 70s and 80s over the next 2 days, and we'll look for the low temperatures at night, often to run in the 60s and some lower to a few middle 70s. The warm conditions at night will not be of great concern at this point because of the more advanced state of crop development, and soybeans across the region will benefit greatly from the warmer bias conditions this week and some scattering of showers and thunderstorms. Certainly a greater amount of rainfall is still going to be needed in a few locations, but it looks like the old dry biased area in Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and northwestern Illinois will continue to be in an improving trend with a lot less dryness expected across those areas. There are some other areas in the U.S. of interest right now, one of which, in fact the largest of which, is in the northern U.S. plains and portions of Canada's prairies. Some of that region is going to see some persistent heavy rainfall coming up over the coming week to 10 days. And enough precipitation will likely occur across those areas to cause some small grain quality declines. And a worry over harvest delays is also expected in both those regions. Outside of that, the U.S. Delta in portions of the interior southeastern states will see a net drying biased pattern for a little while that may also create some stress for some of the late season crops like peanuts, cotton, and soybeans. But we're not expecting any serious problems. Yesterday, we talked about a tropical cyclone that was going to be developing in the Atlantic Ocean, and the fact that the models were being inconsistent as to where that system was ultimately going to go. Today's forecast models are suggesting a much better consolidated forecast on all the models are suggesting the system will go through the Greater Antilles as we go through the weekend into early next week, and then it will move to a position off the U.S. East Coast and not likely bring significant adverse weather to any of the key U.S. crop areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 6.18¾ unchanged. September soft wheat, 5.41¼, up 1¾. September corn, 3.60½, up 1. December, 3.68¼, up 3/4. September soybeans, 11.25¼, up 5¼. November, 10.36, down 2. September soybean meal, 4.05¹, up 2.50. September soybean oil, 32.93, up 7. August live cattle, 149.15 down 10. August feeders, 215.70 up 75. October lean hogs, 91.47½. They're down 102.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Well, after chopping around for the better part of a month, soybeans made a little bit of a downward move today, made a new downward mark for this move.
Yeah, they did, and bounced around pretty well. I think we've got some bottom picking down in this 1035 to 1040 range basis the November, however. We got good report out of the Pro Farmer Tour on the number of pods found in Illinois soybeans, so that's kind of encouraging. I think we were up about 170 pods per plant from a year ago.
And in the corn, well, let's just talk about that Pro Farmer. Pro Farmer has confirmed what everybody knows, big crop, but maybe not a mega crop.
Yeah, I think their explanation is similar to what the discussion has come at our house, and that is that probably lost some of that super-duper potential, that 230 bushel yields has probably been lopped off just due to what happened in the month of July. But still, you can't quibble with 197. That's far above expectations that anybody had going into the first part of this year. We were at 170 a year ago. I mean, that's just an outstanding difference.
And Landworth yesterday still has the crop at 14.734. That's just, those are numbers that don't compute.
Mm-hmm. That's just mind-boggling, and Landworth's estimates really are based on a lot of vegetative surveys.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at how long the crop stayed green during the month of July into August, and things are starting to look a little older now, shall I say, on mm-hmm. the corn plants, mm-hmm. I'm not surprised that Landworth came in with a really high number.
A word about wheat?
Wheat. Rain stalled out harvest in South Dakota. The wheat market likes to turn and make little quick moves. I think we're about ready to make another run to take a look at the last highs that we put in.
And hogs really beginning to be pounded.
They are. The hog market is kind of got ahead of itself, but this relentless pounding going down has beat expectations to the downside as well. We're probably not really done going down. The one that has me a little perplexed here is, are we making a head and shoulders top on this feeder cattle chart? I think so.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Moorton, Illinois. December corn is 368 and a half up one, and November soybeans are 1036 and three quarters down one and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.